Hey everyone, this is Lady Jig with another episode of Love Exchange, but this is a little different. So I'm going to actually post my raw reaction from Foster the People's concert because something amazing happened to me that I'm pretty stoked about until now. I mean, it just happened last night, right? Anyway, check it out. Listen, peace.
It is 11:30, September 24th on a Monday, and I'm recording from my car. I have to record now. I can't record this in my house just to be polite to the people I'm living with. It's late at night. I know they're in bed. I'm recording this because I am from Foster the People concert here in Orange County, and I'm super excited, not because I just came from a concert. That in itself was amazing. It's an amazing performance by the band, by Mark Foster, who is the lead vocalist, and you have the lights, the everything, the energy of the crowd. That was great. I'm even more excited because Mark Foster actually signed my business card. So as Lady Jig, I have business cards, and I only want to hand these out to people who are in the business to get my name out there. But also, you may be people who I want to link with to talk about love, sex, dating, and relationships. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to bring it. Who knows? There might be an opportunity where I get to meet Mark Foster, where I get to hand him my business card and tell him to listen to my podcast. Well, get this. He not only signed one of my podcast. Sorry, I'm excited. I'm sorry. He not only signs a business card, of which that's the one I keep, obviously, but I hand him one and I go, and you know what? He's about to sign that second business card. And I was like, no, this is for you. Listen to my podcast. And he looks at me with his own eyes. He says, I will. He says it to me like he was looking at my face as he said it. So I am super excited, and I can tell you this for sure. After that whole exchange, which I almost felt like lasted forever, but didn't. Very, very few seconds. I was shaking afterwards. I was shaking, and I didn't know what to do. I went up to a stranger and showed this dude, hey, Mark signed my business card. And I walked away jumping like a giddy little girl receiving a Barbie doll on Christmas Day or something. I don't know. It was just insane how excited I was. And as I was driving home, I started reflecting how it's so insane that a person whom I've never met at all had such an effect on me. You know what I mean? I think, based from what I know, Mark seems to be a cool dude. You know, the band as well, because they have hats that says, they're basically anti-racist, you know, hats. And then he talks about politics here and there, and obviously he doesn't like what's going on with our president, da da da. And that's great. And they also have great music. He's a good vocalist. And so you can't but be also appreciative of his art and also admire him as well. I think he's also sexy, and he might listen to this, and I have no shame at this point. Mark Foster, if you're listening to this, you are a dope man. Thank you for taking the time to listen to my podcast. This episode right now is not the usual segment. If you were to scroll down through my list of episodes, I talk about love, sex, dating, relationships, and also anything that's on my mind that I just want to talk about. So, you know, I do talk about like body shaming. I talk about like maybe the struggles of pursuing your goal, especially if it's the outside of what is expected in society, et cetera, et cetera, and taking risk as well. So I talk about all kinds of things. Anyway, all my listeners are like, well, fine, you don't let me telling me this, but hey man, if Mark Foster is listening to this, I'm just saying right now, I really don't have like stuff like this. It's just a raw response. So maybe to you, it's like jibber jabber, gibberish is not really, organized, because it's not. I'm literally in my car right now recording with my phone. One, because I don't, like I said, I want to be respectful to the people I'm living with. I don't want to be super loud because I'm super energetic at this point, and I believe the car is the best recording studio for me. All right, it's the best one. So deep breath. So yeah, it was a great night.
so great. I don't know. I want to post my business card, my autographed business card on my Lady Jig. But here's the thing. It has my real name on my business card. So y'all going to know who I am. So I can't at all show you the business card. If you know who I am, like if you know my real name and you follow my other Instagram, that I might post it there. But even then, because it has my cell phone number, I don't want everybody to know my cell phone number. Anyway, just believe me. Just believe me that I have an autograph business card by Mark. I'm going to say Mark. See, because I'm so excited. Mark Foster, vocalist of Foster the People. Yes, they're the band that sang Pumped Up Kicks, because some people, well, I don't even know, and that's fine. Not mad at you. Not mad at you at all. Anyway. This is, I don't know, I'm excited. I'm not speaking words. I'm not speaking words. Anyway, I should end this. Thank you for listening, and as usual, be good to yourself, be good to others. Peace.
So based on what you can hear, I was super excited yesterday and I realized I forgot one detail. And so here's that recording.
Like I said, I'm in my car and I didn't organize my reaction to the Foster the People concert as well as my reaction to Mark Foster actually signing a business card and then me telling him to listen to my podcast and me giving him a copy of another business card that he can keep of his own. So I do want to add something here. Now, here's the thing. I was close by the stage, but not like super next to it. Like, the way the concert venue is that you have the pit, then it goes up different levels and it's all standing room or no seats at all. So I was in the second tier up, somewhat still close to the stage, but not super close. But towards the end of the show, Mark Foster started to sign all kinds of things from the audience, like anyone near the stage and anyone handing him like a shirt or a business card I'm the only one with the business card or paper, whatever he would sign. And I notice he's possibly coming in my direction. What I do is I go all the way near to the stage at the side. And yeah, there's like this, you know, there's this barricade, whatever. That's not going to stop me. Not that I'm going to jump over now. But this is what happens. He's coming around and I'm like yelling, Mark Foster, Mark Foster. He finally reaches us over there. I'm giving him my business card. He signs it, but I already have one ready, right? So he signs it, then he starts signing somebody else's. I give my the blank business card to him and he's about to sign. I'm like, notice for you, listen to my podcast. And he's like, I will. That's the part. Anyway, I wanted to add the details. And you're probably thinking, why are you talking about that part? Why is that important? Look, I just want to say carpe diem, dude. Like, I honestly was feeling like, oh no, I don't want to bother the people. Like, you know, the other concert goers and say, excuse me, and go to that side of the stage. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it, right? I'm not being rude. I'm saying, excuse me. There's like no one there except one person near the barricade. I'm literally near the stage. So why not take the opportunity, just do it? And honestly, I just need those kind of like pushes in my life because I've been stagnant with my art and shit sometimes. And this is just a good example of like, you know, just do it. Literally just do it. Don't think twice about it. I mean, have a little plan if you can, but I just did it. And here, I got a signature, I got an autograph, and I didn't think I would get one. I mean, I came prepared with my business card just in case, but I wanted to add that little tidbit. I know I already ended this part, but anyway, whatever.
So I did mention I didn't want to show my autographed business card because that would like show my name, my phone number, my email, etc. So anyway, I found a way to blur it out without blurring out Martin Foster's signature. So I will put that in my Lady Jig Love Exchange Instagram. So if you are following me, check that out. If you are not following me, please check that out. Lady Jig Jig's Love Exchange. It is private, but most likely I'll add you. It's private for a reason. So anyway, all right. I hope you're having a wonderful day again. Be good to yourself. Be good to others. Peace.
Yo, this is AD Walker. I just wanted to tell you, yo, that was dope that you made that move. You know, you got the autograph and you stick out the business card, like, yeah, I'll listen to my podcast. Sometimes people don't step out because of their fear of rejection. You just did it. He looked back at you and said, yo, I'm going to check it out. He's going to check it out. I feel it. So keep stepping out. Keep doing your thing. Lady Jig, you the bomb. All right, take care.